Memorial Day weekend is known for flags, parades, and the unofficial start to summer, but Amy Diaz has some alternative suggestions. Amy is the editor for The Hippo. She stops in many Fridays to talk with us about events here in the Granite State. Morning, Amy.
Good morning.
I think we have one of those something for everyone lists this week.
Oh, absolutely. We have sculptures, we have a lilac festival, and car racing.
Okay, let's talk about sculpture first. What do you mean by sculptures?
So we are right in the middle of the Nashua International Sculpture Symposium. This is running now through June 8th. This is pretty cool. Apparently the sculpture symposiums are really big in Europe and Asia, but there are exactly two in the U.S., and they're both right here in New Hampshire, and the Nashua Symposium is one of them.
This is a rather interesting program, almost like an artist residency with a public component. Can you explain that?
Yes. So this is kind of like the project runway of sculpture making. There are three artists. They're going to be here for 3 weeks. They're working on these pieces of art. They have a theme this year. It's Latin culture. They're all from Latin America this year, the artists. And so they're working each one on a different kind of theme from Latin culture. And at the end, they're going to have this piece of public art that is going to be displayed somewhere in Nashua.
So where can we see them?
Today, Friday, or Saturday, you can head to the NIMCO building in the Nashua Mill Yard, and you can see them working. So they'll be in there. They're actually, most of them are working in metal. One of them's working in metal and granite this year. You can talk to the artists about, you know, what their plans are, the techniques they're using. And then you can actually head out and see past year's works. There's on their website, they have a map that has all of the sculptures from previous years. This is the sixth year they're doing this. They have 12 sculptures on display. They're all over Nashua. If you want a good long walk, you can strap on your sneakers. I think it's about 2.5 miles, the farthest out sculptures, or you can drive to some of the locations that have a couple in the area.
All right, there's one idea. You talked about some lilacs, a lilac festival going on out at the seacoast. What's that about?
Yes, this is over at the Wentworth Coolidge Mansion in Portsmouth. This is Saturday from 10 to 3 p.m. This is an annual event they have celebrating something that the mansion is really kind of famous for, all these lilacs. And, you know, you can even take a little piece of history home with you. They do this thing where they sell cuttings from the lilacs. So what's interesting about the lilacs at this mansion is that they might be some of the first to come over from England.
Now, lilacs aren't native to New England.
They aren't. You know, I didn't realize that. Sort of you see them everywhere, especially in the spring.
Right.
But the people that they were brought over, possibly even a teacup, one of the ones that early ones that came to the mansion. So some of those original lilacs were still there on the mansion grounds. They've had some problems with blight, and so they've been replacing them with lilacs that are kind of related to those original lilacs, and they're going to sell cuttings so you can take one home, you know, and have a little piece of history in your own garden.
Maybe take them with you and go auto racing.
Exactly.
The Hippo featured this story on vintage racing this past week, and I wanted to ask you about that. Vintage, in this case, being like cars from the 60s and 70s. What's this race about?
Well, this is the Senior Tour Auto Racers, and they're actually having their first races of the season at Lee Speedway tonight, Friday night. It starts at 7, and there are a couple of other groups. But what the Senior Tour Auto Racers do is they race cars. 1978 is kind of the cutoff, so it'll be everything before then. And there are cars going back to the late 30s that are being raced, as well as cars into the 70s.
And how has the sport changed in the last, say, 40 years?
Well, so I was talking to one of the club members, and he says really what is kind of original to the car is the body, the look of the car. The rest of it has really been kind of modified to do racing. In fact, one of the fun things is that, you know, a lot of times in the winter, the guys will go and kind of completely rebuild an engine or, you know, another part of the car. So for them, for the club members, this race, it's kind of like the first day of school. He said, you get to see what everyone else did all over the winter.
So auto racing, lilacs out on the seacoast, or sculptures down in Nashua. There's a lot here to do this weekend besides grilling hot dogs and hamburgers.
Oh, absolutely.
Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo and joins us many Fridays with some ideas for events in the Granite State. Amy, thanks for coming in.
Have a great weekend.